Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he has pronounced.
Let's stand together and sing.
I made up my mind. shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day.
And it seems, Lord, to be a promise that is kind of forgotten these days. That you are coming again. That there is a day coming that you will split the eastern sky and we will see you face to face. Father, we thank you that we have this promise in Scripture. And we thank you, Lord, that what we see with our eyes, as wonderful as this world is, Lord, it's not all there is. We thank you, Lord, that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. That, Lord, that you are calling us into relationship with you. And we thank you, Lord, that you have made it possible through your Son's blood, the blood of Jesus shed on the cross for our sins. Lord, today we do confess our sin before you. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. Father, we're looking forward to the day when you will fulfill that promise of coming again. That you will not come as a servant, but as Lord. That, Lord, you will come and right the wrongs of this world. That, Lord, everything that is unjust brought to justice. Father, we do thank you that we have these promises and we have this hope. And it is in your word today that we live. We thank you, Lord, that you've never broken your promises, that your yes is yes and your no is no. And in spite of our trying to maneuver and trying to manage our way around your principles and your statutes and your commands, your yes is yes and your no is no. And even though, Lord, we feel pressed at times because of the faithfulness and constance of your word, we thank you, Lord, that your yes is yes and your no is no. That we know what to expect. And Lord, today, we want to be among those who willingly bow the knee and say, Lord, Lord Jesus, you are Lord and King of all. Thank you, Father. Receive the offering, Lord, as it is given today. We give it in love. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to express our love to you. Bless the offering as it is now received. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Let's sing that chorus again. What a day that will be. What a day that will be.
What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face. The one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Ushers will be coming around. If you're worshiping with us for the first time, please know that you're not expected to give. But for those of us who are here and are a part of the regular workings of the church, this is how one way the Lord leads us in supporting the ministries of Living Well. yes, please.
Therefore, Sister God of Mercy, we have this ministry. We do not lose heart, rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.